A Vatican tribunal weighing a financial fraud case has heard from Pope Francis from a secret recording. Jackie Quinn has details.
The broadcast of Pope Francis's own voice in the courtroom marked a new chapter in a trial that's already seen plenty of twists and turns. The conversation was with an accused cardinal over the Holy See's payments to free a nun held hostage by militants. Author and Vatican analyst Marco Politi calls this trial a mess.
Now we don't know whether the Pope has to come as witness in front of the court, which would be unbelievable.
He says
the power struggles within the church have become reckless. There is no more respect for the high authority of the Pope.
Vatican judges are trying to determine who, if anyone, is criminally responsible for losing tens of millions of euros in Vatican assets. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. The long-term effects of Wisconsin's redistricting process were apparent in the November elections. A nonpartisan good government group says voters who feel overlooked should not give up. Mike Moen reports.
Democratic Governor Tony Evers won re-election, but Republicans maintained strong control over the legislature. Jay Heck of the group Common Cause points out that Evers maintains his veto power, but he says Republicans still carry a lot of weight, partly because they keep redrawing the maps to their advantage.
There were more votes cast for Democratic candidates statewide than Republican, but the contrast with the legislative elections in the state is so sharp, it almost makes laughable the idea that we have a true representative democracy.
Researchers have said that over the past decade, Wisconsin has produced among the most gerrymandered voting district maps in the country. Heck says voters should look ahead to next year's state Supreme Court election with the hope a less politicized court could eventually revisit the issue. And there could be legislation floated again next year to develop an independent redistricting process. In the meantime, he says the current maps allow a smaller percentage of voters to decide who controls the legislature, leaving other voters behind in fair representation.
Urban areas in Wisconsin have suffered a decline in the shared revenue from the state, even though those people pay taxes.
Heck says that means less support for schools, roads, and other public needs. Analysts say lawmakers representing these areas get packed into boundaries that ultimately diminish their voices at the state capitol. Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection. Support for this reporting was provided by the Carnegie Corporation of New York.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Don Brown, host of This Week in Waukesha, inviting you to catch our coverage of this year's 2022 Waukesha Christmas Parade, Sunday, December 4th. The coverage starts at 3, the parade starts at 4. We'll be live in front of the Walk Radio Studios talking to the marchers, the participants, the fans, and all the people that make this parade in this community a very special place. Waukesha Christmas Parade, covered here on Walk Radio 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 AM 101 FM, The Shaw.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy!
Back. You're listening to Outside the Pizza Box, tuned in at Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, downtown, in Solidarity Realty Studio.
Boom!
Yeah. Civic Media. If you want to download the app. Oh. Yeah, why not? Civic Media.
Yeah, go get it. Get
you know what? That's a Wisconsin thing. That's so cool. When I post, I'm like, Civic Media, yeah, Wisconsin.
That's a free app, man. Free app.
Everything's free for me, man. I got cancer.
Plus, you're a senior, right? Or close to
Well, that. Yeah. I'll go in and shop, and they give me the senior thing. Yeah. I don't even ask. I just notice it on sometimes. Ooh, you might save 32 cents.
Hey, well, what was the first buffet you hit up once you got the senior discount?
What was it? I haven't done any of that.
No, you
I don't do even it? Do like the senior meal, man.
Isn't that like
one.
The best
give
part
me the big
of
one. I'm still... My intestines still work.
Isn't that the best part of being a senior? Isn't like the senior discounts of places? Isn't that the best part?
I have no idea, man. I'm not plugged into this world. Okay. In fact, I'm asking people to get up, man. Turn off the TV. Or it ain't going to end well. It is not going to end well. When I look at me and the earth and the battle that we're fighting together, we're losing.
Yeah.
And everybody is. You know, I want to make that clear. Or just, anyway, yeah, 1580 AM, and then also 540 AM, 101 FM in Waukesha, the Shaw, caw-caw, and then other stations and maybe more to come, and oh my goodness, could it be any better than that? Knowing that, well, Badgers aren't playing, might as well tune into Outside the Pizza Box. Yeah, see what's happening. We'll fill you in. I mean, World Cup, it's over for the USA. Yeah, I'm not too surprised. You know, they, they made it to 16, dude.
I know.
Okay, there's no shame in that.
Right. Let me give everybody the list, right? So you got Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Did you say Bull Falls?
Bull.
I'm perfect for that.
Bull Falls.
I'm full of bull.
Got the horns.
Got it. Taurus. I am a Taurus. Bingo.
That's WXCO out of Wausau. You got talked about the Shaw already. You're on in Wisconsin Rap, is my friend, locally grown radio.
Yeah, that's a nemesis. I'm from Stoughton. Those guys going back and forth in the state wrestling tournament. And well, I think they got the better of us, and they shouldn't have.
Well, and now you're getting the better of them on WFHR, 1320 AM. Also, WISS Air Support out of Oshkosh, 98.3 FM, 1100 AM, and then news from the center, Richland Center, right? WRCE, that's 1450 AM, 107.7 FM. And finally, but not last but not least, Lake Air out of Amory, WXCE, 1260 AM. There's your full pizza box, slices of pizza, delivery around the state of Pizza Box, Outside the Pizza Box.
And I don't know that I've ever been to Amory, so that's going to be my first stop.
Check it out, bro.
I will. We, you know, again, wrestling, you ran into some tough kids from all over the state. But I got to fill people in. I mean, I grew up here. And every summer, we would leave this, we're just south of Madison. We'd head up to this little place called Silver Lake, okay? And you got to go through Rice Lake before you get to this turn to the west, yes. And then you don't go to Cumberland, but you're on your way to Cumberland, and then you take this gravel road that goes to this little lake called Silver Lake, okay? And we go up there every summer when I was, like, from third grade on, something like that. It was my best friend's family that moved up there, and they got a resort, the Leepak family, of which my best friend Butch out of that family passed away a few years ago. And it's not even fair. The nicest guy. But that's the thing about the people up north. They were really, really nice, okay? And that's why I don't understand how this two-party thing can divide us that much. We couldn't wait to get up there. Those people were like the hardest working, right? They had the shortest amount of sunlight and the shortest seasons to do it in. And they didn't ask for anything, right? They grew their own gardens. They, you know, they did whatever. They hunted, they fished, and, you know, and they weren't abusing, you know, nature. They were actually living off nature. Because you had to back then. I'll tell you, the 60s and 70s. You got like 20 miles away and it's all gravel roads. I miss those days, okay? Everybody had to slow down. You didn't see deer all over the gravel roads or all the other animals dead on the road. It had to slow us down, which we're not doing. And I'm asking people to speed up into the real world again. Yes. So people in small communities, hardworking, you know, neighborly, helping each other out. I witnessed all that. But I also witnessed that, you know, they were kind of isolated and not really diverse communities, right? You might see Native Americans here and there, but even back then, you know, it's like kind of like the, you know, it's the white part of the state. Sorry, it just was. and I'm white, so this is going to be fun. I know, but look, anybody I meet wherever I go, man, fun, loving people, neighborly, friendly. That's why I don't understand how people can bite on this nonsense about culture, and you shouldn't be proud of this culture. That now I heard part of your program just now, and I really enjoyed your last guest, right? But
Ethical Trade Co. and Manuel, those guys are amazing. Yeah.
Well, let me be the guy to complain about white supremacy and slavery and annihilating other people's cultures, because that's how it's allowed to continue and fester, and people still believe all this nonsense because out of fear, out of anxiety, out of hatred. You know, those people up north, they don't get anything from state government, from these Republicans that come down here and destroy the state and then go back there and glad hand and tell people that, oh yeah, we're for this, we're for that. You know, I saw one, I'll give you an example, Howard Markline, right? He, running an ad about, oh yeah, broadband to like over 200 homes and 40 businesses. That's what we want to do. Dude, I watched you vote against broadband for the entire state, offered up with federal dollars again, okay, through the Obama administration. Oh yeah, we can't do it. Oh, Democrats, you know. So, you know, smoke everybody with it then, right? Just take it away from people. And let me tell you, folks, federal money is money that's already been paid in. And now it's going to be allocated to the state of Wisconsin, except the Republicans turned it away. Huh? What do you mean they turned it away? Sure they did. Sure they did. They voted down. Let me do something for you. I'm going to read this. For all you guys that don't understand what Republicans stand for. Voted against cheaper gas. Voted against cheaper insulin. Voted against cheaper Rexall drugs, right? Voted against child tax credits. Voted against stimulus checks. Well, after Robin Voss and a few others got that first round, right? He gets like $297,000. And Senator Ballwick, she took for her businesses, you know, $500,000. I don't think their businesses closed down and that the money was used to pay off people's paychecks. Okay, why doesn't somebody investigate that, Republicans? Huh? You don't care about that kind of money? You apply for it right after, you know, the bill passes through Republicans and moderate Democrats that are just trying to, they both gave away that. They gave that money away to rich people. All right. And then they ask for forgiveness, 7-8 months later, and they don't have to pay it back. But we, the people, do. Now, compare that to student loans forgiveness. That's not taxpayer funded by that being paid back. That is like these scoundrel institutions that stole money from people while they were trying to get their education. Yeah, I was there. Man, they did it to me. And then because I got cancer or disability, they said, well, you're forgiven, but we're going to keep watching you for a couple of years. What kind of forgiveness is that? All right? What kind of forgiveness is that? Voted against the Voting Rights Act. Voted against ending gerrymandering. Voted against fighting climate change. And voted against saving Roe versus Wade. Voted against banning war weapons. Voting against fighting domestic terrorism. Voting against keeping birth control legal. Voting against background checks for all these guns that are all over the damn place like no other country.
I'm hearing a theme
here.
Like
all of them combined.
I'm hearing a theme.
Oh, wait, yeah. Not yet.
Okay.
Voted against more baby formula when we were short, because nothing like starving babies when you're a pro-lifer. Huh? Let's see, where else am I? I got lost for a second because it really ticks me off. Voted against stopping domestic violence so that men can continue, mostly men. But either way, anybody being abused or being the abuser, it's just awful. Voted against veteran cancer care. Voted against gay marriage. Voted against upholding the election. And voted against any kind of investigation into that uprising that we had. I mean, it just goes on and on. In Wisconsin, they vote against making the people responsible for polluting the water for decades, for cleaning it up. And, oh, yeah, we'll pass a bill to do that, but make you guys, all you people of Wisconsin, you clean it up. It's your cost. I'm telling you, the world just so sick. And it's so obvious and it's so in my face all the time. It's like, I had turned TV off. You know what I did? I got that HBO Cinemax Now thing. I just like for $9.99. Herman Cain, $9.99. With tax, it's over 10, so I don't have to be nervous about that. $9.99. And any of this flipping it around to 666 on me or anything, okay? So I get that. And then now, look at it. I can just turn off all this just sensationalized violence and horror and anger. And then the feel-good stories. Like, oh, hey, how about the one where the guy falls overboard, right? He's in the ocean for 15 hours or whatever, and now I got what, 15 days? Oh, what's this? Long train running? Yeah, well, when we come back, we're going to talk about supporting rail workers, man. People better get up, turn the TV off.
What's interesting, what you said there was what the Republicans are for, and then all you said was they're against all these things. So they're just for being against everything?
They're for not doing anything that's good for the majority of the people. And you can back it up with statistics, man. Ain't no argument. None. None whatsoever. We'll be back. Down along the track, you lost a home and a family, and you won't be coming back without love. We'll put to be right now.
Hi, this is Brad from Zero Res. If you need someone to help with your carpet cleaning, business or residence, please give us a call. We have the best system available and an amazing team of friendly technicians. Call us at 848-9000 or schedule online at zeroresmadison.com.
You wanted information as election results rolled in and the Civic Media Network of radio stations delivered it live.
I was so impressed with your coverage. And I listened to you guys and I got all the coverage. It was amazing.
Civic Media, the only network with news reporters and show hosts stationed across Wisconsin, sharing political insight not found anywhere else. Elections or anytime, we are here for you. Your local Civic Media radio stations and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Congratulations to Z Boutique, a 2022 Dame by Local Biz Award winner.
Z Boutique is Wisconsin's only locally owned, exclusively plus-size clothing boutique, specializing in sizes 14 to 24. When you shop at Z Boutique, you'll leave feeling as beautiful as you look. Visit Z Boutique in the Homestead Shops on Mineral Point Road. Be sure to tune in to Let's Get Local Saturdays at 11 a.m. for more stories about the impact of local businesses and organizations in our community.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Here's your Devil Radio forecast. Daytime highs approaching 25 this afternoon. Under sunny skies, westerly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, lows around 18. Ample sunshine expected again tomorrow. Highs around 38. Highs level off around 39 Monday, with a chance for mixed precipitation. 32, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 24 degrees.
You're listening to Devil Radio 92.7 and WTTN 1580 AM. And that's pretty cool.
Too many people sitting at home. Didn't take no chances. Not willing to take chances to change the world. Man, those rail workers, I have been talking to them. You know, there's nothing cooler in Wisconsin than the Great River Road and the rail that runs up and down the Mississippi, except for watching all the trees die and the Mississippi shrink up and everything. It's kind of cool. So I've been talking to these guys for, you know, then I did the, you know, Amtrak thing. So I, you know, this year I've been talking a lot to these workers. And it is true. None of them want to strike, but they all want a better quality of living. And everybody's voting against that. Well, I do know sometimes that in the process, there's bills that are trying to be, you know, pig-tied into this stuff. And so somebody will spot it and say, well, I'm voting against that because that's opening the door to this. And that's mainly, you know, what? Progressives like Bernie Sanders and few others where they're like, well, hey, there's, you know, and then point it out. And then you watch for 40 years and then that's been going on for 40 years. People have been denying progressive thinking and legislation and quality of living.
Progress.
Yeah, man. Anyway, oh, yeah, I see we got Nick from Madison, so we're going to go to the phones. By the way, anybody else wants to join in, it's 844-967-2789. Go ahead, Nick.
Hey, Mike. How you doing today?
You know, reality's kind of a pain in the ass.
Well, yeah. Well, I got to say, like, you know, that was the last segment I listened to. That was a lot. I mean, you listed off all the things that Republicans and conservatives believe.
No, that they voted against.
I don't believe in 90% of those. So
you don't believe in 90% of what? The things that I read off? Wait a minute now. Let me see that. This is the Republican. They voted against all these things. And you are in favor of the opposite of that?
Name something that you think is really egregious that you think I might be in favor of.
Voted against the Voting Rights Act. So that everybody in this free-ass country can vote, right? And have access. Not go into the big cities where brown people vote and have like one polling station instead of the dozens or hundreds that they had before. What have I missed here? Because voted against ending gerrymandering, no matter who's doing it. Because you know that other people in Illinois, you guys always, you know, point out Democrats in Illinois, what they do. I'm not for corruption in any party. I'm not with any either party.
Well, okay. First of all, they didn't vote against the Voting Rights Act.
Yes, they did.
In total? No, they did not.
What in total? What do you mean in total? See, that's what Republicans and conservatives like to do. They like to pick gnat poop out of pepper or not just, hey, there's always something attached to it. Why can't you guys just vote on straight up the Voting Rights Act that makes it accessible and legal for everyone?
Mike, do you know the state that is the most egregiously in harm of the Voting Rights Act? Massachusetts.
Why?
You can look that up.
Why, is that because white supremacy has reigned there forever? That would explain Boston?
No, it's because,
So you're pointing out to me how lame Democrats are in Massachusetts? I can point out, you know what, Nick, thanks a lot. But you know what, I'm not gonna let somebody just sit there and deny what I just read. I mean, okay. And on the top ones, you know, voted against cheaper gas, voted against cheaper insulin, voted against child tax credits, voted against stimulus checks for us, but plenty for them, voted against the Voting Rights Act, voted against ending gerrymandering to make it fair for everyone, you know, not this ziggity-zag spattered paint stuff on the maps that I watched Wisconsin do. 100% against Roe v. Wade, 100% against prosecuting rich tax cheats like Robin Voss and Senator Ballwig here in Wisconsin. Voted against climate change, right? Fighting it. 100% the party did. 100%. And you're going to sit there and you're going to call me and tell me that you think that, yeah, you're in agreement with that? And then say, well, they didn't vote against the voting rights. Yes, they did. They voted against it. And then they try to pick, like I said, Nat poop, because I can't say the other word, but I sure as heck would have. I'd have said a lot more. come on.
The selectiveness of those positions is what drives you totally crazy, right?
Hey, thoughts and prayers for all the people that got gunned down in America this week, right? Prayers. Oh, but we, you know, oh, they'll back the blue. It's awful when the police get killed. But anybody else, you know, that's just part of the America. Freedom.
The biggest
freedom.
And the other big one you throw out there that should be right in front of everybody's face is it's fine to give free money when they can get it, but when everyone else can get it, then it's not fine. No, come on, man.
Robin Voss uses women's prison labor in his popcorn factory. Did he shut it down during COVID? I mean, come on, somebody tell me. Can anybody investigate this stuff? Do we got anybody here that's got nads enough to do it? Watching all this stuff in D.C. take about 2 years from, you know, yeah. You know, they went after Hitler when he got the people riled up and they went out and did what he asked them to do. That doesn't happen to the rich and famous around here, right? Oh, my God, it's disgusting that people just get in their cars and drive and accept all this nonsense, man. Or sit in front of that TV. I keep telling you, turn it off. And if you are driving, well, get yourself a used Prius. So you run for a long, long time. I'm lost here. All this stuff is like 100% verifiable, okay? Look at anything that the Democrats try to pass, it's 100% Republicans voting against it. And if there's ever a Republican that does, right? Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzler, you're gone. You're either with the fascist regime or you're not. We called it out in 2011, 2012 in Wisconsin, and we pleaded for people to join in. Take to the streets with us peacefully. Block them off. Everybody that's got a job, we got a job to do, and that's to stop this nonsense. We'll be back. A hard break this time, right? All right.
I never dreamed that I'd meet somebody like you.
The Shaw 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, VO5.
Let's do it.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underlie said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is you've never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The National Retail Federation says buying was strong today on this Black Friday, and retailers are sensitive to consumers who are feeling the pinch from inflation. Kathleen Cullen is a senior director.
We're hearing from consumers that they are looking for sales and promotions. They are shopping at different brands than they would otherwise, and they're also considering discount stores.
At the Macy's flagship store in New York City, shoppers were back without pandemic restrictions. Our Rita Foley reports.
60% off fashion jewelry, 50% off select shoes, says Macy's. CEO Jeff Gannett says there's significantly more traffic on this Black Friday compared to the previous 2 years because shoppers feel more comfortable in crowds.
Police in Lumberton, North Carolina are searching for a gunman who fired a shot inside a Walmart store today. One person was injured. The Virginia Walmart manager, accused of killing six people before killing himself, bought the 9mm handgun Tuesday morning, just hours before the massacre. Authorities also say he left a list of grievances on his cell phone. Our Mike Hempen reports.
Andre Bing blamed others for mocking him. Bing also said he did not plan the shooting. Things just fell in place, like I was led by the Satan.
Authorities say it was a former student in Brazil who broke into two schools on the same street in Espírito Santo State, killing two teachers and a student today. Some people are traveling home from holiday gatherings. There is snow reported in eastern New Mexico and heavy rains in parts of Texas. COVID cases are back on the rise, and health officials say holiday gatherings could push those numbers above the daily average of 39,000. In World Cup soccer action, once again, the U.S. ends with a draw against England. This is AP News.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP. We're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Finish your high school diploma for you and your family. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike and you didn't. I just created an environment where they taught themselves and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health.
I mean, maybe not through every town or I've passed y'all, but I've been, you know, to the UP, northeast, northwest, southeast to the big river, the Midwest, central, whatever, everywhere. And I didn't talk about, you know, I know the people in the large cities, too, that everybody in the country is so afraid of, right? Largely minority communities, right? But they don't think about it, you know, low-income metropolises. I mean, what could go wrong, right? You know?
What
systemic racism is the reason for that, okay? And they're choking, literally, on just poisoned water and bad air and lack of access to go through the streets there.
Yeah.
And then tell me, why are you afraid of them? They're the ones that have to live underneath this great culture that everybody's so proud of, right? Mm. If you're a white person, not me, man. I'm only white on the outside.
Hey, one quick thing before you go on to the next piece or take a caller is we had a first-time caller, long-time listener, first-time caller, Sam from Waukesha called in.
Yeah.
Following up on your points and basically said, hey, an easier way to put it, especially for Nick, is name one piece of legislation the GOP has brought forth to help the middle class.
Exactly.
Give me one.
Well, what do you mean? Build the wall. Benghazi, investigate Hunter Biden. all those things will make people's lives greater. I mean, yes. I got to tell you, the Democrats tick me off too, but I'll get on them in a little bit here. I'm going to go to Jack in Merrimack. And actually, you and I are friends on Facebook. I don't know if you know who the real me is on Facebook or not. Because it isn't under Pizza Box Mike, okay. Even though I have a Facebook Pizza Box Mike that I never use. I used that when I got kicked off. Then they figured that out. And so anyway, yeah, my last name is Dickman. I'm not like CJ, man. I'm not like the guy CJ that can't use his real name that went to school with me. Go ahead, Jack. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for taking the call. You know, you point out Republicans basically block everything. I mean, Mitch McConnell was right up front about it. I believe the date was the 16th of February, 2021, just shortly after Biden got into office. And he is recorded with a statement that says something like 100% of my focus as majority or as minority leader is to block anything and everything that the Biden administration does.
Nothing new either. Jack, speaking of your name, I watched JFK again. Nothing new. It was the Republicans that murdered all those great leaders. Whether that was legislators that, look, they did cover that up, okay? And they still do when you talk about a magic bullet, you know, causing seven wounds, twisting this way, going that way. And everybody bought it because they just didn't want to believe that people could be that evil in this country. Oh, but never mind, you know, Native Americans being slaughtered or you know, slavery, any of that. That's being woke, Jack. That's the bad thing about Republicans. They want to deny any of this ever happened, and they want to deny that they do any of the stuff that they do today.
Well, and that's particularly true about January 6th. Why there are still legislators like Van Orden walking around and not in jail is, it absolutely boggles my mind.
Well, why did the people get to walk scot-free that had our leaders assassinated? It was, there were people in the military and people in the highest parts and offices in this country that went along with that, and then other people became complicit afterwards, whatever. It's just hard to believe that we can't have a real history book in America.
Well, there is that, too. And even again, here's some more Republican wonderful things they do for the middle class, which is prohibiting the use of, you know, certain lessons in history books, like honest lessons about what the real reason behind the Civil War was, things like that. I mean, it's just crazy. These guys are... Fascist is the only term I can think of. I mean, fascism starts out with denying legitimate elections and a democratic process. It deifies a single leader whose purpose is to state, only I can fix it. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. You just have to look up the definition, and you can find out that it applies to the current Republican Party.
Yeah, well, thanks, Jack. And I'll tell you what, they're good at fixing things that aren't broken, right? But starting over when something is just awful in this country, never going to happen unless we the people do it. And I'm preparing people. You better be ready to go to the Capitol in January, February, and March and witness the Republicans doing exactly, voting against everything that the people of Wisconsin want. Like, let us use our marijuana, for Christ's sake, instead of having to be illegal crossing state lines and buying it here in Wisconsin through the back door like Scotty Fitzgerald was worried about. Mr. Quadruple Dipping Pension. Man, he's getting bigger and bigger. They're going to need probably one of those big piano organ things to put him in.
Hey, you know they wait for the coldest weather, too, to bring some of that stuff, because they're hoping that'll, you know, the least amount of protest crowds and stuff like that if it's really cold and the weather stinks.
Oh, but we had 150,000 when it was the coldest day of
that's
the protest.
Why it was so
and my mom
amazing.
And dad were both out there. There's a bunch, lot of elderly. All of us were there, okay? And that's the problem with politics. You know, everybody thinks that they belong to a separate group, but we all live on this planet. And if we aren't willing to save the planet, then, you know, don't expect to have too much fun much longer. Wisco Paul, it looks like you want to talk about dried apple darling dropping out of the tree.
Well, that's one of the things. Remember, conservatives starts with con. It's the biggest con. They do zero for anybody except for their wealthy donors. I mean, it's absolutely zero, and it's sad. But I want to talk a little bit. Yeah, the state senator, darling, is gonna or has retired, and we're so gerrymandered in this state that whoever runs against her will start about 8 points down. And the other thing I want to mention is that the Republicans, the con artists, are so petty they won't even okay Tony's cabinet. And I doubt if they never did it the last 4 years and his appointees, and they're probably not going to do it again for another 4 years. So they end up with guys like Preen on the conservation board. And the other thing they don't do anything about, Mike, is the environment. They're against everything. It's just a sham. That's why conservatives are con artists. And I don't know how they have people. I don't care if you're what you are, independent. I don't know how people buy into this garbage these people spew. So that's my two cents today. And I don't know who they're going to run against, darling, but it's a sad deal when you're 8 points down before you even leave the gate. Hey, Mike, great show. Have a great day.
Hey, thanks, Wisco Paul. And we've talked about this before. And the answer is they don't know. They're stupid. And that makes it dangerous, okay? When you're not willing to stand up for your own clean air and water, and you're willing to let people come into our state from somewhere else. Robber barons, man. Snake oil salesman like Scott Walker, who really wasn't from Wisconsin, you guys. He was from Colorado. So, originally. And
is that where he was from?
Yeah, oh. I believe so. And then he was dropped on his head, so they moved to Wisconsin. And that's why one eye was higher than the other. I don't know. Maybe he was born in a cabin way at the top of the hill, you know, the preacher's family and all the stuff we know about that, you know, going to. Nah, the Republicans are just liars. They told you it's not like I really like the Democratic Party. Okay. I like progressives. I like people that I'm not excited about Hakeem Jeffries being, you know, the lead in the minority. Okay. And then, oh, good old Uncle Clyburn. He got his too. He gets to remain the, you know, the second guy, you know, fourth in line. Second guy in the, you know, in the Congress behind Hakeem Jeffries. They're not progressives. Look at South Carolina. Really. A really struggling state, and one of the things that they're going to be impacted by more than most of the other states, I guess, because of their coastline there, the way it's designed or where its location is, and the fact that they haven't done anything to prepare for climate change. Those guys are both guilty. You get James Clyburn and then Senator Tim Scott, Republican. I think South Carolina is a majority black people living in that state. It might be one of the only state, I don't know. I think they might have over 50%. Okay? And you got these two clowns. Corporate owned, get in line.
That's your representation, yeah. That's crazy.
It's so disturbing because it just, all it does is, okay, so now you're going to start the primary. Biden wants to change everything. And the reason why he wants to change it is because it would give him an advantage. Okay? Go back to the states that won for me after I lost the first three or four, and everybody in the Democratic Party still buys that he won that election fair and square. That it didn't take Obama and a bunch of the other people, the DCCC, and you know, all the other people that mock progressives at that upper echelon there. And that's the ones that the Republican voters, you know, call the privileged and the, you know, what do they call those guys? Whatever. They're right. Okay? But what they ignore is this complete chaos from their side, this hate, divide, and do nothing for the people side. Jeez. It's hard to believe. I mean, okay, now they used to disguise this stuff, Jason. When
yeah,
we were
did.
Younger.
They did.
And some of the ways they disguised it was, well, they decided, yeah, well, we should probably all keep the water clean. Yeah, Republicans used to believe that.
Right.
Okay?
It used to be more of a shell game, right? Now it's just like there's no shells anymore.
Well, Joe Manchin is our problem, first and foremost, in the Democratic Party, and they should have kicked him out. I don't give a damn if that means he's going to be with the Republicans. He already is, okay?
Yeah.
In everything that he does. Voting against rail workers, the days. Who are you, Biden? You're the working man's guy, right? And you passed a bill that says they can't strike. That's like Scott Walker saying, we can't come and do anything at the Capitol. We can't sing. We can't, you know, we can't confront anybody up there with the stuff that they're doing. We can't openly oppose the legislation that they're processing. Mm. How weak is this two-party system?
Yeah, it's legit.
That doesn't do much for anybody. And even the people at the top. I mean, think how, I don't know how you guys sleep, or don't you? Evil don't need to sleep, huh? You just stay up and, well, I'm going to the Super Bowl today, and then we're going to fly over to here and go surfing, and hopefully a damn shark will eat your ass. I'm tired of these people, man. I'm tired of their inspirational stories on TV from, well, oh, I came from this and made it to this. Yeah, there's a few progressives that came out of nowhere because they spoke for the people, and the people decided it's not about the money. It's about somebody that's willing to represent us. And both parties are guilty of just having awful candidates. My God. Really? How hard? You can do this in like fourth grade, fifth grade, all the way up to junior high at one point. I mean, that reminds me, Jack, that the really where the attack starts is on education. Okay, that's the same place that the Nazis went after, right? Libraries, school teachers.
Yeah, you know,
public servants. Same thing they did in Wisconsin.
Right.
It is the Nazi blueprint. I'm so sorry that it hurts your feelings. Some of you white people and all of you that still vote and identify yourselves as Republicans. I don't care. That's your issue, man. I can't fix you. Stupid can't be fixed. And apparently too stupid to be embarrassed by it. Oh, my goodness. Do you know what the far right looks like in this country, in other nations? You guys are afraid of these guys in the Middle East, huh? These little occupied states they have compared to this huge country with the resources to just destroy anybody's life that doesn't accept the American way. Eh? Yeah. Oh. Oh, we do have another segment to beat on whoever the hell, man. Anybody can call in and beat on anybody that's doing the people wrong, because there's too many of them. Man, stealing that election away from Bernie Sanders and the people, because it was on. But no, everybody got scared. Oh, we want to win Trump. Ooh. Yeah, this country doesn't support brown people. See the truth around. Another promise, another scene, another a package left to keep us trapped in greed. All a green belts wrapped around our minds. An endless...
Do you want Wisconsin to suck? I don't. That's why you listen to me now. I'm Hawk, owner of the Atomic Koi. Come to the Koi and tell them you're there because the devil sent you. Then, I can spend more money on ads and help Devil Radio keep Wisconsin from spiraling into post-apocalyptic Republican suckage. I mean, that's Iowa's job. Buy a round of the Atomic Koi and save Wisconsin one drink at a time.
Suck down drinks so we don't have to suck.
Okay.
Do you want to make the most of your wealth so you can live the life you want to lead? Hi, I'm Sue Peck, a CFP professional with Evolution Financial. I'm a local, independent, fee-only, fiduciary financial advisor. When you choose Evolution Financial to manage your wealth, you're gaining a partner who will listen to your goals and guide you with your best interests in mind. Let's create the world you want to leave for future generations. Contact me at Evolution Financial by searching online for Evolution Financial Madison.
Evolution Financial is a registered investment advisor with the state of Wisconsin.
Knucklehead CBD and Vapes is now online at knuckleheads.shop. Step into your favorite smoke shop without leaving your home. Find grinders, papers, Delta 8, and more, all from your computer or phone. With free shipping on all orders over $50, you'll be sure to find exactly what you like. You can also order for in-store pickup, so there's no wait. Knucklehead CBD and Vapes, located at 520 State Street in Madison. Order online today at knuckleheads.shop. With free shipping on all orders over $50, you'll be sure to find exactly what you like.
Here's your Devil Radio forecast. Daytime highs approaching 25 this afternoon. Under sunny skies, westerly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, lows around 18. Ample sunshine expected again. Tomorrow, highs around 38. Highs level off around 39 Monday, with a chance for mixed precipitation. 32, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 24 degrees.
I find your lack of Devil Radio 92.7 disturbing. Do not fail me again.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Congratulations to Delta Beer Lab, a 2022 Dane by Local Biz Award winner. Delta Beer Lab has raised over $155,000 for local organizations since opening in 2019 and donates 1% of revenue back to the planet. Located just off Rimrock Road, Delta Beer Lab, crafting beer, crafting change. Be sure to tune in to Let's Get Local Saturdays at 11 a.m. for more stories about the impact of local businesses and organizations in our community.
That's what's on the TV. That's why I got to tell you, and he knew it back then, too. You know, a lot of the lyrics that we live out 20 years later, just like all the movies and stuff, getting dumbed down, entertained by some of the worst stuff. On the other hand, you know, the persecution of people that don't believe in absolute religion and stuff when, man, none of this stuff has to be defined by any of those things. Or politics. Bums me out. Yeah, you should go to Jeff's Guitar Clinic. Yes, go to jeffsguitar.com and you'll find out all the details. Videos of those fine guitars that he made. Repairs for any of your sick instruments. Music lessons. And gift certificates until he tells me that he ran out because so many of you call him. Just want to go see it, right? Hey, you know what? I've been talking to this spider in my shower the last couple days. Just showed up the other day.
Yeah?
Big one. And the first thing I said was, oh, you made it out of all of them, huh? Right? Because they eat each other. And, you know, it starts out, I go, yeah, man, you guys live a dog-eat-dog, well, spider-eat-spider kind of world, I said, but humans aren't supposed to behave that way, and I'm sorry. And the spider's like, hey, man, it's cool. And I'm not going to kill the spider either, unless it, you know, tries attacking me. But, I don't live in a place where they... Have you seen some of these ones in Australia and stuff?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's not a spider. Oh, yeah, and they can jump.
I mean, you better be able to feed them somehow.
You better be able to run. Or jump. Oh, white guys can't jump. I can. This white guy, I was...
You got some hops?
Yes.
All right, cool, man. Yes. I never had it, so I know.
You know, I didn't understand how to use it till I got older because I was like always running against these tall guys. So you don't want to lift your feet up too far off the ground. It's just like boom, 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 boom.
It's more of
a
glider.
Yes.
Glider.
Pictures where you're like you're running a quarter mile and both your feet are off the ground at the same time. It's kind of cool.
Oh, like Aaron Rodgers when he tries to throw a pass.
Okay. We were talking about that. And I just want to see the Bears, you know, just put them face first into the mud. Not to hurt him or anything. Worse than he already is. But, you know, maybe just where he just says, I can't do it anymore. This sucks. But, you know, and then have them get up and do the, you know, the MVP belt.
Oh, the belt.
Standing around going like this to him.
Belt him, yeah.
Why not? He made a fool of himself, and character matters.
It does matter.
Well, it does. Look at me.
What you say and what you do matters. And, especially the bigger position you're in matters even more. And
you know what really bothers me, too, the Democratic strategy? Why am I still getting, like, you know, 10 emails asking me for money for this race down in Georgia?
Yeah, they want your money.
I don't get money here in Wisconsin.
You know what I text back? I text back, that's a YP. That's a YP. You guys figure it out.
I have no interest in man, if, come on. Listen to this show. You'll know what to do. Never vote Republican. Okay, that's the first and foremost thing. And then every time you vote democratically, make sure there's a progressive in the race. And if there isn't, just say, well, you know, I don't understand why we're putting this moderate Republican in without any kind of challenge at all. How many days left till me to challenge this guy? Because we're going to talk about what this guy represents, and then I'm going to talk about what we represent, because I would actually be a representative of the people. I wouldn't be up there going, you know what I want? I'd be like, you know what, these millions of people that, you know, standing behind me just really kind of ticked off at this point, okay? You better back down, or we're running out of town. See, and for me, it's always been not running for office, but running the bad ones out. Why can't we keep doing that? It's more fun. I think we're going to need to do it in Wisconsin. And I know we should have already gotten used to the cold, right? Oh, wait, and then it got to 50 again. Oh, and then it went down to 10 or 15 degrees again. But the Republicans, 100% against fighting climate change, because this is really fun, isn't it?
Yeah. My daughter was watching some polar bear videos here lately, and that's what's, you know, got her into it.
You know, like, my mom's got solar now, right? Which I'm really cool about. But I think I'd rather be living in, like, in a little stone hutch somewhere with a really nice fireplace. You know, and all you got to do is dig down into the dirt for your icebox like they used to do a long time ago. And then, you know, sometimes you got to eat more than you're supposed to. That's what Thanksgiving was really about. Oh, this stuff's going to spoil. Just come on, man, eat it all. They didn't share it with people, right? They didn't do the food share thing. Oh, you're on food share? I know, it's such a horrible name, isn't it? Food share. Instead of food waste. Or, oh yes, let's eat some more of that highly processed food. Because that is exactly, I believe, with the, you know, these doctors and scientists, you don't want to listen to them, right? Right, Herschel? Turn your TV off. Don't listen to what they're saying about me. Don't believe those guys. Because they're just trying to protect their families as well. You know, they have children, and oh, and then you got the ones that make it political. Yeah, you know, those psycho right wing, wrong wing, broken wing, duck ass Republicans. That reminds me, Duck Dynasty. I saw some. You know, no, I don't follow you guys. You're why do people pay attention to all this stuff? Isn't there anything better to do? Get a cat or two. They're really fun.
I don't know, man. I can't keep up with all of it. I'll tell you that.
Oh, bad news. We're not going to do the Christmas Eve thing. Yeah, Jason's got a family, and I'm glad that he's doing that, because I'll stay home too. And my cats will appreciate that, and we'll appreciate if you tune in again next week right here at Civic Media Radio downtown in Solidarity Realty Studios. Oh, boy. 92.7 FM, 1580 AM in Madison, and 540 AM, 101 FM in Waukesha. And those are the two that I got memorized. Ka-ka! We'll be back next week.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
hey, you got this. Just breathe.
Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.